Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hello and good evening, everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on, it's 8 o'clock in the UK, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And as I said, you're listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in JH Talk Radio, live on the website, so MikeSpirit.fm. And you're more than welcome for listening, and you're more than welcome to join us on the calls here. You're more than welcome to call in. The numbers you need to dial in today, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are calling outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to connect on Skype for free, then you need to go to the show page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That'll take you to the show page, and up the top there you will see a Skype button. Now, in the next few weeks, this will change because it's going to change to we will have an 0800 number, which means in the UK you'll be able to call in for free of charge. Never mind where to in the UK you are. So it's all going to change. We're going to be joining up with another radio company. We're going to be going through TV. We're going to be doing radio. You'll be able to watch us as we're doing the radio. All exciting times coming ahead. So keep a lookout. Brand new hosts coming also to Mike Spirit FM. Even as we speak, they're being lined up, which I'm really excited for. The new year, let's bring in with a new beginning for all of us. So let's get on with today's show. Let me introduce you to my guest today, which is Margaret Clark. Hi, Margaret. Are you there with us?
Hello, Mike. Yes.
Hi, Margaret. Do you want to tell us where you are in the world, are you, Margaret?
I'm in the northeast of England in Redcar, Cleveland.
Perfect. And Margaret, I know that it's been a long time getting you here. It really has. Because, you know, I know that I was given your number by a great friend, a great ambassador for the spirit world, a lady that's no stranger to Mike Spirit FM, a lady called Margaret Challenger. And she highly recommended me to yourself. And lo and behold, here you are. You know, it's been a bit of a journey to get you here, but we are here, aren't we?
We are. Thank you for asking me.
Well, the pleasure is, I'm sure, is all mine and all our listeners. It's going to be the pleasure to have you on today. But Margaret, I understand it's not just mediumship you do. There's lots of other avenues to your work, isn't there? I know that you run your local spiritualist church there in Redcar. Is that correct, Margaret?
Yes, I opened the spiritualist church 3.5 years ago on the direction of spirit, and it's going very well indeed.
Perfect. Well, what nights are you available there at the church?
Every Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, we have divine service and mediums, and there's a lovely atmosphere, and it's going very well, as I say.
Perfect. You know, and I can't think of anything better. You know, and to applaud you for doing that, because, you know, I work the spiritualist church as I have done for the last 22 years or so of working for the spirit world. Started off in the churches, but where I am now, you know, it's at year there and everywhere, you know, given the demonstration of my mediumship to connect the two worlds together as one. And I suppose that's something you've been doing for a long time, Margaret, as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes, about 25 years. It started when I was 21 and my fiancé died suddenly on Good Friday, and he materialised on Easter Monday, and it was as physical form as anything I'd ever seen, and that was the start of my journey into spiritualism and my mediumship, and few years passed. I got married, I got divorced, got my family, started doing services in churches. I do quite a bit of, I don't know whether you call it rescue work or spirit release or hauntings up and down the country. And of course, I love writing.
Yes, because I've heard a lot about the writing, because through that great mutual friend of ours, you know, she told me all about the books, and I understand you've got a new book coming out in just next week, isn't it?
Yes, next week. It'll be on Amazon, and hopefully it'll be in some of the shops.
So Amazon, is it? That's where we would go to the Amazon website, I take it?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay, and what's the title of the book there, Margaret?
The Magic Kingdom by Margaret D. Clark. It's a children's fairy tale. It's got lots of magical things in and witches, and I've loved writing it.
So am I right in saying, Margaret, that's going to make somebody an absolutely beautiful Christmas present, I suppose, is it?
Yes, yes. And can I just say it's $5.99? Forgot about that.
Well,
yes.
You must get that price at $5.99. It is important. So just go to Amazon. Margaret A. Clark is the author. And the name of the book again, Margaret, is?
The Magic Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom. Margaret A. Clark. So,
no, D. Clark.
Sorry, Margaret D. Clark. I do apologise, Margaret.
All right.
It is a Sunday. It is a Sunday. I'm allowed to make a few mistakes.
Oh, yes.
Particularly on a Sunday. But anyway, Margaret, I want to know more, you know, not just for myself, but for our listeners. I want to know more about who Margaret Clark is. I know that you said that your spirit guide materialized in front of you. How did you start to work the churches from there on?
Well, I was just guided. It was a matter of progress. I once went into a spiritualist church for the first time, and two mediums on the step said, "Oh, are you the out-of-town medium?" And I said, "No, no." And a spirit voice said, "You will be." And I was just guided, and the voices I hear clearly and I see. Like you, I suppose, we live in two worlds sometimes, and I absolutely love being a medium.
Absolutely.
And I'm a healer, for Healers International, a healer trainer as well. And I love all that work, Mike.
You know, and Margaret, I can imagine you do. But Margaret, being that you brought up the healing, Margaret, I've been suffering the last 3 days with my back for some reason. I don't know why, but my partner, Kerry, tells me it's swollen to the one side, around the mid part of my back over let me have a look. My left-hand side, it's swollen for some reason. I don't know why. But even as we speak, you know, I'm in excruciating pain, to be honest with you. So, you know, during the course of the show, is there any chance you can include me to your healing thoughts there?
Of course I can. I'm working on it. I feel you twisted it a few days ago, and I think you've got a touch of lumbago. I do.
Whatever lumbago is, I don't know. But, you know, the possibility of twisting it, that's highly likely because I am a builder as well, Margaret, and that's what I do through the day. And actually, Friday, I was laying concrete blocks, building an extension, and I was lifting up high, you know, up over my head, laying them, because I was too stubborn to put up as you do, you know. So maybe that's the result of me being stubborn, thinking, I can do it, no problem. I must think I must have like extra like telescopic arms or something, because you know I do these silly things because I, you know, go gadget arms is the word I'm looking for, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've certainly paid for it all weekend. You know, it's been very tender, very sore, and very difficult to bend over and pick up even just a piece of paper off the floor. Mind you, Margaret, if it was £20, I'd be straight down there for it. Let me tell you.
Yes, I bet you were.
So you've been working for Spirit for 25 years. You've done all the churches around yourself, around your area. How far have you actually worked, Margaret?
I've been right down the south of England. A lady had a nasty haunting experience in her house. And I've been to Spain twice. I worked at the Baker Foundation. I've been all over in all the churches. I haven't been up to Scotland. And now I don't drive as far in the car because I don't want to go out on dark nights when I don't know where I'm going. I've no sense of direction, and you wouldn't see me again anyway.
Well, I know that we actually have got somebody from Scotland actually listening to us right now that's in our chat room, and you never know. You never know, because I know people can get a hold of you, Margaret, and in fact, I will tell people how they can get a hold of you. It's quite simple. You just need to send an email to peacelily13@yahoo.co.uk. And we do have somebody else listening, Margaret, that's quite important, and I just want to wish him a happy birthday from Mike Spirit FM. Paul, I know that you're listening. Happy birthday, mate, particularly from myself, Kerry, and the whole team of Mike Spirit FM. Hope that your day has been fantastic. So happy birthday, mate. Okay, so so you've worked all over the UK. You've been to Spain, you said, twice.
Yes.
I'm all tongue-twisted. What was that like in Spain?
It was very interesting. The Baker Foundation, beautiful church, Torre Vieja, very nice. I was there a fortnight, did a couple of services and meditation, and between times went down to the beach, and it was a wonderful time. And the other time I stayed with a friend in the mountains, and she had opened a little place in Spain. And I was a week there, holidaying as well, because a very good friend of mine had died, and she was a wonderful healer. And actually, it was her daughter who'd opened the little church. I am events organiser for Healers International. I've organised the seminars and the conferences at Redcar and in the Midlands.
Okay, perfect, perfect. You know, because I had a very similar experience when I went over to Spain myself. You know, it was an absolutely amazing time. But the reason why I asked you there, Margaret, is because when I was out in Spain, did you have difficulty with the language barrier?
No, they were all English. I was very surprised.
It's shocking, isn't it? Because you think you go to Spain where they all speak Spanish. But no, they all speak English. And the ones that couldn't speak English, there was enough people to translate what you were saying back in Spanish. And that's one thing I found absolutely amazing. Now, when I went to America, totally different, because they speak English in America, which I thoroughly enjoyed and loved my time out in America. But then, you know, I flew to Norway, over to Norway, and I thought, well, I cannot speak Norwegian. Full stop. Cannot do it. But, you know, absolutely amazing. The Norwegians, very good English. They have very good English. And what they couldn't understand of me, there was a lady that could interpret it in Norwegian for them. So, you know, I don't think the language barrier is so much of an issue these days, is it, Margaret?
I don't think so. When you're working with spirit, and they always seem to send somebody, don't they?
Most definitely, you know, most definitely. Margaret, I want to just briefly talk to you, because on Friday, myself and Kerry, we went along to this demonstration, a demonstration of physical mediumship, which was, let's just say, absolutely amazing, in my opinion. Within a few minutes, spirit came through. And let me explain to you, I'm not going to say any names or where or whatever, but imagine this, okay, that you're in a chair, in a cabinet, curtains right way around.
Yes.
Your hands zip-tied, or what you would call in America, cable-tied to the chair, okay?
Yes.
Now, I witnessed this box because I was one that I wanted to check. You know, I am one of them, Margaret. I want to check, make sure there's nothing going on. I checked the chair, made sure the chair didn't fold up or anything, or checked the box. There was nothing untoward. I'm being a builder. I know our box is constructed together, and there was nothing untoward. So imagine now that this gentleman is tied to this chair with the zip ties, cable ties, call them what you want. Gagged with around his mouth, which was wrapped up and folded into his mouth, so he had to open his mouth. It was tied around his mouth, around the back of his head, and he tried to speak, and it sounded like absolutely horrendous. And then he was masked. He had something put over his head, so that he wasn't able to see anything. So he was gagged and bound in this chair. And within a few minutes, We heard, and the only way I can describe it is this. Knocking.
Ah.
And then this knocking came from over there. Which seemed to get closer and closer. You know, my instant thought was...
Yes.
There's some kids out the front messing around knocking the windows. Because it sounds like who is going down the side of the building. I thought these kids are messing around. You know, only if they knew what we was doing inside here. That's what my thoughts was. But knock, 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 all the way down, and it sounded like it was down the windows, and out it came a nice booming voice. Totally different to the gentleman, totally different to whoever was there. A beautiful booming voice. And I must say, Tommy was the one that came through. What a brilliant sense of humour. It was absolutely amazing. I want to take Tommy home. You know, and the amazing thing, Margaret, I know that lots of people would cast... you know, myths upon this, you know, that, you know, trying, you know, and must be good at, you know, voices. But let me tell you something, Margaret. For someone to come out with, you've got a new car, which I did have a new car, which I have got a new car. And they said to me, we're going to take the wheels off your car to prove to you, we're going to fetch them into the Sirtle. And I was like, oh my God, don't touch my car. You're in for trouble if we touch my car. Tell me how much diesel I had in my tank.
Yeah.
The sign writing that was on the side of my new car, because I got sign stickers. Tell me exactly what stickers are on the side of the car. Absolutely amazing.
Marvellous.
And you never guess what. We may be bringing this gentleman to Mike Spurred FM. So all our listeners, I will say this is something to watch out for. And not just to watch out because we're going to have a physical medium live on Mike Spurred FM, but by that time, Margaret, we would have already joined up with another radio company which would make us a sister radio station with lots more hosts, but not only lots more hosts, we will be on TV. So you know your smart TV, or if you haven't got a smart TV, you buy this little box for like a £10, or which is about $8. Plug it into your TV, you have a smart TV. You'll be able to watch us doing these shows live. You'll be able to watch this on your telly and watch, you know, we'll be putting up other things, you know, like a demonstrations that we're doing. It'll be filmed and it'll be put up on this TV channel because the TV channel will be owned by the Mike Spurred FM and the ones that we're joining up with. I'm not saying who yet, but... it's going to be absolutely amazing. I, for one, am thoroughly looking forward to next year because this is when it's all going to happen. And maybe this gentleman could do a little bit of physical for us. That way, you never know. You never know, Margaret.
No, that's amazing. I look forward to seeing that.
You know, it's you and me both. It was absolutely, you know, I went in there with this mind of, yeah, you know, I've seen physical, and as you can appreciate, Margaret, you know, like yourself, I've been a worker for the last 22 years. I've been around all the spiritualist churches up and down this country, and you know, I've seen it all. I've seen it all, and I'll be honest, I've seen it all, Margaret.
Yes.
But this was something different. This was something breathtaking. Levitation, Margaret, have you ever been a witness to levitation?
No, I haven't.
Well, this gentleman at the end of the evening... was levitated out of the box into the middle of the Sirtle.
Was he? Amazing.
For us all to see, his hands still zip-tied down tight to the chair. And the most bizarre thing was, not undressed, but his top was half off. Now, you worked that one out.
No, I've heard of these shows, and I once saw Gordon Higginson do something not quite as good as you described, but it's amazing. You've got to have an open mind.
It's absolutely amazing. It really was. You know, the only thing I could say, the only thing I can say was wow.
Yes.
He's speechless. You know, because I wanted to go in there and. Not so much prove it wrong, far from the word, you know, because I am spiritual through and through. But to, like, you know, if it's seen as believing, Margaret, that's my philosophy, isn't it? And
yeah.
It was the same as yours. But, you know, when I saw a hand coming out of that cabinet, that was the point for me. It was like, oh my God.
Marvelous.
You know, a physical hand developing. And you know when people say, ah, that was his hand and everything else. You know, when I shook this gentleman's hand, I could barely fit my hand around his because it was his hand. He had big hands, you know.
What did it feel like?
No. I don't mean when I... No, I didn't shake the spirit's hand. I shook the medium's hand.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Now, he had massive hands. But this hand that came out to the cabinet was very, very, very small.
Oh.
Like a child's hand.
Yes.
And Tommy, the spirit entity, he was a child.
And
the humor that Tommy brought through... Oh, my gosh, I just want to bring Tommy home with me. And I said, Tommy, come on with me. You're more than welcome to be with us. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I see the best. Well, you know, it started at 7 o'clock. And it was supposed to be a two-hour demonstration. 10 o'clock, the lights went on. So it was 3 hours. 3 hours we were there for. And it felt like 3 minutes. You know, absolutely amazing. And well, as I said, who knows? Don't hold your breath, but he will be with us on Mike Spirit FM. Hopefully, we come next year. Margaret, you know, I could talk to you for hours. I got my producers in my ears screaming at me to play the music because we'd already gone like 6.5 minutes over. So, well, Margaret, this is a new song by a lady that's been around for a long time. You know. I absolutely adore this new song of his, and I hope that you and all our listeners will enjoy it as well.
You love me back to life.
welcome back. Or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live here in Spreaker, GH Talk Radio. The website's on Mike Spirit FM, and you're more than welcome to be here. I have an amazing guest for me. It's Margaret Clark. Margaret has over 25 years of experience of working with the spirit world, and I'm sure that those of you that's going to call in or have already called in, you're in for a fantastic night of communication with the spirit world. I will mention before we go into callers, if you want to get a copy of Margaret's book, then simply go to Amazon and find the book there under the author of Margaret. I'm sure they're going to tell me if it's wrong. Margaret A. Clark, is that right, Margaret?
D for Dunce. Margaret D. Clark.
Yeah, wrong every single day. It says Margaret D. Clark, and that's your new book, and it's coming out next week, in fact, isn't it? Next week?
Yes.
Or if you want to get a hold of you, Margaret, all you need to do is to go and type an email to, I've got it right here in front of me, it's peacelily13@yahoo.co.uk. That's right, Margaret, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
There is a Facebook page there for you, Margaret. We have found it. Kelly, bless her heart, has been working very hard to find it, but she has done just that. And soon Kelly will put, there we are, before I even say it, it's already up in the chat room. And that's the Facebook page as well for your spiritualist church, your personal Facebook page, and the Peace Lily at 13yahoo.co.uk. That's there in the chat room. Thank you, Kelly. Margaret, I think it's time that we took some callers. Are you happy to take some callers with me there, Margaret?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Okay, then let's bring on our first caller, and we have area code 591, and say, hi, 591, are you there with us? Hello, 519, can I take your name there, please?
Me?
Yes, you, yes.
Hi, Mike, it's Joy.
Joy, oh, hi, Joy.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, Joy. Now, Joy, I'm not going to actually give you a reading because I know Margaret's with us, and I hope that... And the reason why I'm saying hope there, Margaret, because I know Joy, and I'll tell you how I know Joy after the reading. So, Margaret, it's over to you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Joy.
Hi, how are you, Margaret?
I'm fine, love. Your father's in the spirit world, Joy.
Thank you. Just say yes or no, love. Yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
I do hear your spirit very clearly. So if you just say yes or no, your father's here and he's been concerned about a problem in the family. It's a mild health problem that's been going on for some time.
Okay.
Yeah, just say yes or no, love, and then I can ask again.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, there is. There's nothing to worry about with this health situation, but it needs nipping in the bud. They need to go and see about it and get it stopped, finished. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It's niggling on and on, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're just putting up with it, right. I've got a lady here. I'm very short of breath. She says she's like a mother. I feel it's your mother, actually. And I feel very emotional. Very short of breath. Just say yes or no, love. I've got no names yet.
It's not my mother.
Oh, it's where it must be grandmother. Sorry, it's just...
Okay,
she's put
yes.
in a condition on me that she could hardly catch her breath when she went into spirit. And
yes,
she's
okay.
putting a mask. Yeah, the mask over my face. Help me breathe. Thank you, yes. Yes. And she's also coming in with a lot of love, and she's saying it's going to be a very good Christmas, much better than last year, not like last year, and you have nothing to worry about.
Yes.
You can take that, love?
Yes.
I've got a gentleman here in the spirit world, and he said he was once married to someone. He said he was once married to someone I'm talking to, so I presume, is it you, love? Sorry, he's got a sense of humour.
yes.
Yes. And he's laughing and he's bringing in upliftment and happiness, and it's a lovely feeling with him, very strong character. And I've got someone called Tom here, and I keep getting Mike. I know we've got Mike on the radio station, but I feel this is another Mike.
No.
On your mother's side of the family, he's saying, oh, yes. He's saying it was a while ago. She won't remember me yet, but she will later. Right. But this gentleman who's full of bubbles and everything, he's making me smile and laugh and such upliftment coming for you, Joy, because I feel you've been a bit down. And you've also rang into this radio station for some upliftment and some answers. Yes, love?
Yes.
Yeah. And really, the answer is, everything's going to be all right and you have nothing to worry about. Does that make you feel better?
I guess so, thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I think that's it. Mike?
Okay, perfect there, Margaret. Joy, I will say, do you do know who Mike is?
Yes, I do.
I know you do. Okay.
I know you, Mike, but I don't know who that Mike is. No, I don't know a Mike.
I think you may do. I think you may do, Joy. You have a think about it, and I'm sure that you'll place it.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, well, remember, Joy, you can get a copy of that reading on the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Okay, let's go to our next caller. It's 631 and say, hi, 631, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Denise. Yes, from New York.
Denise from New York. You even knew what my next question was. Okay.
I'm pretty good at this. Go ahead.
Wow, you must be psychic. Denise, can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
To connect with somebody in the that passed.
Okay, then I can certainly do my best there to help you to do that. Okay. And
thank you.
Okay. Okay, instantly there, Denise, I know I want to talk to you of a lady that's here with me in the spirit world that wants to connect it to you, and I want to describe this lady to you a bit here. I do believe that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family there. I believe
yes.
That this lady suffered for quite some time there before she passed home to the spirit world, and I know that she makes me aware that it was an illness that crept up on her, and I believe it would have took its toll upon her towards the end of her life because she makes me aware that it got every day got harder and harder and harder for her until the moment she passed home to the spirit world. I do believe
that's correct.
Okay. I do believe that she was a fighter and she fought this right away until the last breath, I want to say, because she tells me that she wasn't ready to go anywhere. She just wanted to stay in this physical life because she feels there's so much more that she had to give, so many more people that she had to look after in this life. Excuse me. And I believe that she makes me aware to say that she, you know, she's so close to you. She wants to wrap her arms around you. So this would tell me it's either like mother, grandmother kind of a love as she
my
comes
mother.
In. Your mother, perfect. See, because I know as your mother comes closer to me that she makes me aware that even though that she had this illness, she didn't let it affect her in so many ways because she fought her. And as I said, they fought it till the last moment. Now, would I be right in saying to you that your mother, she would have been quite stubborn in her ways when she was here with us. Does that make sense to you there?
Yes, it does.
Because she makes her way that the reason why she's telling me that she's stubborn is because she didn't want nobody else fussing around her because she feels it's her position to fuss around and look after everyone else, not everyone else look after her. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
I do believe that I want to say that to you as well that, you know, at the moment within your vibrational life there, that she says to me about, you know, that you're undecided over something. You're kind of in mixed decisions at the moment there. Is that right?
Yes.
And you know, there's like, let me talk to you of two opportunities. There's two ways that this thing could go. Does that make sense there, Chair?
Yes.
And she says to me that you already know the outcome of the one, and you're hoping it's going to be the other one. Because the other one is going to be a much better, brighter pathway there for you. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes.
Okay. See, well, doesn't that just prove to you that your mum is around you in this physical life, okay? Even though that she's passed on to the spirit world, she's just, if you can imagine, just the next doorway. Because that's the way I look upon it, is when we pass, we just go on to the other dimensional life, which is very much around us here and now. So know that your mother is what... Okay. She steps in there. She says, I'm not just around. I'm with her all the time. I see all what goes on. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you understand the spirit world in some way yourself at the moment?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And you very often speak to your mum and a whole host of others in the spirit world. Is that right?
All the time.
Right. Now, I'm hoping that she's right with what she's telling me, because otherwise I'm going to look a little bit silly, okay? Obviously, that you're in New York, which means we need to talk about American stuff there. But it's like if she wants to go into my pocket and pull out some change, okay?
Now, I wish she would.
Trust me, there's nothing in there.
Well, not your pocket per se.
Okay. Well, she can go into the other's pocket and pull some out for me as well. But I know that she talks about money for some reason, okay? And it's like... Would I be right? See, it's like she wants to pull out £2.50. Now, to convert that into dollars, I don't know, but would you understand something about $2.50 then? That you've been looking for $2.50, or you've misplaced $2.50? What's to do with the $2.50?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, she wants to pull out £2.50 in my pocket. Now, as I said, to convert that, I'd be pretty much lost. No, I wouldn't be. It'd be roughly around... I don't know.
About $2.
Yeah, about
$1.93 US.
My God, you are good. somewhere around there. There's something about $2.50 or something. Either that you were short of something over the last few days, you needed another $2.50 or something, or there's something to do about $2.50. And you can't understand that, can you?
No. No, I don't understand it. I find a lot of dimes, and I'm trying to find out if she leaves me those dimes all over the place, 10 cents.
Right. Okay. So you're finding lots of loose change then?
Yeah, mostly dimes, mostly 10 cents.
Okay, which is about, I don't know, about 10 pence of our money, something like that? I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. $2.50. Remember I'm saying it to you, so I don't know whether you're collecting these or whether you're just putting them all together. Are you putting them together then or something? Cause that seems...
I just pick them up and put them in, but I've never counted how many I've gotten so far.
Well, will you do me a favor and count them?
Oh, I don't know. They're mixed with my other change.
Right. So, okay. Okay. Remember I'm saying it to you because it's important, okay? Now, next time you come live on here, I'm sure that you'll be able to say to me, Mike, I found where that $2.50 is. Because I'm sure as we go on. And, you know, remember, half it should be mine, really, because I told you about it. No, I'm only joking.
I'll share with you, no problem.
Thank you so much. Because I know I want to bring £2.50 is what I'm looking for, but, you know, I'm sure that it would mean $2.50 there to yourself, $2.50. Remember I'm saying it to you, Denise, and, you know, does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, know
yes,
that your mum is around you, okay? See, I'm being told, don't you dare go, she tells me. You know, and that's the way she would be, isn't it? Very strong personality-wise, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And who's the gentleman that had the oxygen mask on his face before he passed?
That was my mother.
That's your mother.
And
okay.
My husband wears an oxygen mask to sleep.
Ah, okay. Well, is it...
But he hasn't passed. He's still alive.
Okay. Well, who's trying to... Because I want to say I'm wearing an oxygen mask here. This is what she impresses up on me. And I want to keep trying to hit her off. No, this is someone in the spirit world. This is someone that would have tried to hit the oxygen mask.
It might be my father-in-law. He had an oxygen mask on before he passed.
Okay, that's what I'm looking for, because I know it's a gentleman, and I know it's in the spirit world. I want to keep trying to hit this off, because there's something I want to, and physically, in a physical sense, I want to say that you, it's like I want to get something off my chest, okay? So your father-in-law, was you with him when he passed, or was there people around him when he passed?
We saw him the day before he passed, and the family was around him when he did pass.
Okay, so what
I wasn't. I physically wasn't there. I was there the day before.
Okay, but would I be right in saying of trying to say something and wanting to get something off our chest?
I don't know. He was pretty happy to go, and he was pretty happy that everybody was there.
Okay, no, you're not quite getting what I'm saying. It's something to do about, after he passed then, okay, was there things that people needed to get off their chest after they passed, after he passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, one of the sisters.
There we are, perfect. See, this is why I want to hit the oxygen mask off my face here. Enough to say, well, you know, listen up here, okay? And it's like as if I want to settle a dispute that's going on or that would have went on. And I didn't want to take this oxygen mask off. I know I need to settle up this dispute. So, well, just know that your father-in-law is around you, understands exactly what's going on in the vibration. And as I said, like your mum, sees all, hears all. But all in due time, they will deal with it as and when it comes in. Does that help you a little bit there, Denise?
It helps me immensely.
Thank you very much. Well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Okay, Margaret, let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 516 and say, hi, 516, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi,
carry on.
What was it, carry on?
My name is Phyllis.
Okay. Let's start again. What was your name, sorry?
Phyllis.
Okay,
yes.
Phyllis, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York. Okay, well, let me hand you over to the fantastic Margaret. Margaret, this is Phyllis, and it's over to you.
Thank you. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello. You've got one or two problems around you that need sorting out in the family. And there's been a money dispute over something.
Yes.
And again, this has been going on for some time. There's something you want to sort out, a situation you feel that you should deal with it.
Yes.
And the wisest thing that I'm told that you can do is to step back and let them get on with it. Because really, you didn't start it. It isn't anything to do with you, although it is family. Yes?
Yes.
I'm also getting the feeling that you aren't very well. I know you're a bit low, a bit down at the moment, probably with what's going on around you.
Yeah.
And you've been asking for help from the spirit world. You're a great believer in your prayers and everything, and your thoughts have been going out to ask for help. Yes?
Yeah.
I've got a lady coming in here from the spirit world. She's rather shy and reserved. She would be always quiet. She'd never push in front of a queue or anything. Very genteel. She's got white hair, very slim, very petite. I've got no name. She's not even speaking to me. She's just coming and she's putting her arm around your shoulders. Grandma. I've got your grandmother here.
Grandma? Yes,
yeah.
That's my mother's mother.
You understand who it is?
Yes.
And she's coming in with a lot of comfort and upliftment. And she's showing me a little box. It looks like a jewellery box. And she's opened the lid and there's all this jewellery in. I wouldn't say it's expensive jewellery, but it belonged to her and somebody got it. This is a memory she's giving me because she's not speaking to me. I can't hear her. She's just showing me this little jewellery box.
Yes,
do you know about
this? I understand.
Yes. There's a lot of love here and a lot of misunderstandings in the family. And she's saying, it will get sorted out. And she's taking your hand and she's pulling you away from this situation. She says, just leave them to get on with it, and it'll work out fine. Do you understand
yes, okay.
that?
Yes, I do.
Also, pardon?
Yes, I understand that.
Thank you. There's a birthday in July coming up for someone.
Yes.
Yes. And everything will be sorted and be very happy, and all this that's going on now in July, well, probably before, but it's all sorted and it's happy birthday. I've got a lovely feeling with this. And there's quite a few members of your family there. Now, you said you were in Long Island, but I don't feel it's your home or you belong or you feel you've been there as all that long.
Okay.
Just say yes. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I feel I want to be somewhere else. I don't feel I'm living in the right place at the moment. This is how you're feeling.
Yes.
And I'm being told, get Christmas out of the way and see how you feel, because there's changes coming into your life for the better. And you're going to feel quite uplifted. I've got the new year coming in and great happiness around you, but I can see packing boxes and all moving, house moving. I can see you sort of standing amongst them all, although I don't really know anything about it yet, so you can't really say yes, can you?
No, but I just moved.
Right. I've got a gentleman coming in, tall, slim, with darkish hair. I'm being told the gentleman tall with darkish hair, he's living, he's around you, he's a relative of yours. I don't know whether he's Ralph. Do you know Ralph?
Ralph?
Yes.
No. I had an Uncle Ralphie.
You've had what?
We had an uncle named Ralph.
Yes. Yes, Uncle Ralph, that's it. Tall, dark haired, quite handsome, quite Jack the Lad he is here. He's brushing his hair back here from his face, so sorry, my mistake, he is in spirit. He didn't believe in all this. He would poo-poo all this spiritualism stuff. Perhaps call you something rude. I have to give you the month of August. August gone. And I don't feel it was a very good time for you. I feel very low in August.
I'm sorry, what was that?
In the month of August, you lost somebody. Somebody died in the month of August.
Yes, my aunt.
Yes. And I feel very low when August comes around.
And I moved in August also.
Right.
She died the day that I moved.
Right. Do you know Michael living?
Michael living, yes.
Yes, that's all I'm being told, Michael living, and everything's going to be all right in that situation as well.
It must be my nephew.
Yes, well, everything's going to be all right. I don't feel you know anything that's going on. It's just minor, and spirit have come in with this message, so when the time comes, you will know. Just say it's going to be all right. Right.
Yeah.
Have you got an auntie in the world of spirit? I haven't got a name, but she's very plump and round and lovely and cuddly, and she smiled an awful lot.
Living?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay.
You were very linked into the spirit world, because I'm getting people here living and in the spirit world, and they're all sort of tuned in together. So I know there's a lot of prayers going out, a lot of thoughts, and a lot of communication to the spirit world, because you've got quite a few around you, love, all loving and all light.
It could be my aunt. Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And I can link you with a church quite close by where you are. Yes?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, well, there is. You will find it. Spirit's saying to me, because my guide is here and he's telling me, in the coming months, you will be drawn to this church because you've got work to do, because you are spiritual, you are psychic, and like I said, you're close to spirit, like
mediumship.
You
fairly,
are, yes. Yes. You will double check everything I've said to you, which is great. I like that. But that's lovely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of laughter around you, and somebody has got their hands over their mouth to stop laughing out loud. They're grinning. Yes, I know. Yes, it's lovely talking to you. I don't know whether you want to ask a question, if you do, but I don't feel I've got any more to tell you.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yes.
You're all right with what I've told you?
Is my mother there?
Who's Betty? Betty?
Betty?
I've got Betty here.
Betty.
And I haven't got your mother here, but I've got a lady called Betty who was very close to your mother.
Oh.
Nettie.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And she's saying to me, it's not the time for your mother to come and speak to you here tonight. She wouldn't have liked this, but she'll certainly meet you in church. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And she knows about the birthday coming up. And you've had
today is my birthday.
Yes. You've had some very mysterious happenings in your house lately. Psychic goings on.
Yes.
I've been looking for my car keys or these bunch of keys, and they never seem to be where I've left them. That's your mother. That is your mother.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes. Yes. I understand it all.
Right.
Yeah. Can you see if my father is there?
Your father?
My dad?
Who's Jack?
Dad.
Do you know Jack?
No. Jack? No.
Ah, this Jack is living.
Jack is living?
It's a name that's been thrown at me. Just a second. I've got a present here. It's wrapped up. It's not for Christmas. It's like wrapped up for someone's birthday. And
my birthday is today.
Oh, well, there's a jumper or a cardigan in it of some kind. You haven't got it yet, have you? I don't feel I've got your father here, but...
Okay.
You're going to get this parcel for your birthday.
Well,
you're going to get
I did receive a package yesterday for my birthday.
Well, you're going to get this nice warm something or other. I'm not mentioning it. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Margaret. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you, Phyllis, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Mike. I feel so much better.
The pleasure.
Oh, I'm pleased. Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Margaret, that time has come when we need to go to our next piece of music. We have another new song here by, you know him as soon as I start playing. We're a very well-known guy here in the UK. He's done a bit in America. But what a fantastic voice in this guy. So enjoy.
You're gonna meet some strangers. Welcome.
disappointments, except for one or two. Some of them are angry, some of them are mean, most of them are twisted, few of them are clean. And when you go dancing with young men down at the disco, just keep it simple.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here in MikeSpirit.fm, broadcasting through Blog Talk Radio, through Spreaker, through GH Talk Radio, through the website MikeSpirit.fm, and you're more than welcome to be here. And I have an amazing guest here with me this evening. We have Margaret Clark. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, Mike.
Margaret, tell us more about this book that's up and coming. Can you tell us a little bit what's in that book?
It's about a little girl who runs away from home, and she meets magical creatures, and there's lots of witches, and the theme of the book is about friendship and bullying. It's approximately 7 to 8 years upwards.
Okay, and obviously, as you said, you had some fun writing that book.
Oh, yes, yeah, the witches, when I tried to get the witches on the net and they kept whizzing around and going back to front because I'm not very good on the laptop with them, and I couldn't get them to do the right thing. So I had to ask an illustrator to put the illustrations. And I rang a college, the art college nearby, and a wonderful young man called Matty drew me some illustrations of witches, and we did that, yes.
Absolutely perfect. And, you know, so where can we get this book? Is that Amazon?
It's Amazon, and I'm hoping it'll be in the bookshop soon. As I say, it's next week. It should be out.
Okay, and the title of that book again is?
The Magic Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom.
By Margaret G. Clark.
I was going to say, let me see if I can get it right. So it's the Magical Kingdom by Margaret D. Clark. That's right.
Yes.
I got it right the first time. 12, took me an hour, but we got in the end. Margaret D. Clark is the author. So, you know, I urge you all to go out and get a copy of that book. I mean, we can download it onto our Kindles and everything else these days.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, when it comes out, yes. I have it on ebook, but because the new one is slightly different, the ebook's going to be altered. But that'll be the same. So they can have a Kindle book and a paperback. I'm talking about a paperback book, sorry, yes.
Wonderful. Okay. So if you want to get a hold of yourself, Margaret, simply send an email to peacelily13@yahoo.co.uk. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Okay, so your lovely Spiritualist Church in Redcar. Do you want to tell us more about that? The services are on a Thursday, you said, yeah?
Thursday evening, 7 p.m. It's held in a building that used to be the pool room. We hire this big hall for people to come in, and it was all under the direction of Spirit. We had to have new hymn books and lots of things and people to help. But now I've got lots of people who help. It's £2 on the door. They get a free cup of tea, free raffle ticket, a chat, and any help and free healing. It's really a very good evening.
Wow.
I recommend it.
Who else can get a cup of tea for £2? The free chat, the healing, the mediumship and everything else. absolutely amazing. And I, for one, would applaud you for doing that, because I know it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of courage. And you said you've been going about 3.5 years there now, is that right?
Yes. Well, I didn't really have much choice. Spirit directed me. They told me 2 years before that I would run a church in Redcar. And the church that had been going had closed. So they said the time is right. So they practically took me to the door.
Which is perfect, isn't it?
Our spirits are marvellous, yes. Absolutely. My guides, yes.
You know, and if you listen to the direction of spirit, they never take us far wrong, do they, Margaret? They never do.
No, they don't. No, no.
Okay, let's get on with today's show. Let's get on with some more callers, because I know we've got quite a list in front of us that we'll endeavour to do our best to get through as many of you as we can. So let's go to area code 303 and say hi. Can we take your name?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there?
Hi, my name is Alison.
Alison?
Yes.
Okay, Alison, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona, perfect. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Alison?
I'm trying to make I'm trying to find a better job, a better work, a better position in my career, and make a move to a new town about 3 hours away. It's been very challenging because there's not a lot of work in my field in that town. So.
Okay, well, Alison, the best thing to do here is to make a connection to the spirit world and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
That's fine. Yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. You know, Alison, as you were telling me there about wanting a different direction and a new job and, move to a different town, there was a gentleman that was stood right by the side of me. They were saying, Andy will do it. Alison, we get a lot of feedback there, mate. Are you actually listening to us as well as calling in?
Yes, I'm listening on my phone. Does it sound strange?
You're not listening to it on the computer as well, are you?
I'm not listening on the computer, no.
Okay, then we'll try and work through it, okay? Because this gentleman was stood right beside me, and he was saying to me, and she'll do it, and she will achieve it, okay? Because I know I want to say this, the more that you, because you are the kind of person that once you set your mind to something, you will always walk forward, and you'll always keep aiming, and you will always do the best you can, is that right?
That's very right, yes.
And this gentleman, let me talk to you about him, because he's with me and he's one that gives me this information. He's a, quite a gentleman that's certainly taller than myself. So I want to put him around the 5'9", maybe 5'10", of his height to when he was here with us. He makes it with a nice age that he thinks he is when he passed into the spirit world. No, whatever a nice age is, I don't know. But he makes it aware of being like in his mid to late 60s of when he passed on to the spirit world. He tells me that he was a very hard-working gentleman throughout his life of when he was here, Alison. And he would have always done his best for himself and for his family of when he was here with us. Do you understand a gentleman like this there, Alison?
No, nobody comes to mind like that, no.
Okay, let me look towards your father's side of the family, because I believe that's where he connects, is towards your dad's side. And as I'm looking towards your father's side, I do believe I want to say to you, your dad, would I be right in saying to you that there's like three boys to do with your dad, is that right?
I'm sorry, something about, what was that? Three what with my dad?
Three boys with your dad. Does he have three brothers, or is he one of three brothers?
Oh no, he was an only child.
Okay, then let's go back a generation to your granddad. And does the three boys there fit with your granddad?
No, my grandfather was also there's a lot of only children on that side of my paternal side of the family. My paternal grandfather also, to my knowledge, was an only child as well.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I know I need to link somewhere towards your dad's side of the family. I'm not going to change anything. The information the spirit will give me is what I'll stick to, okay? But I'm being told that the gentleman links towards your dad's side of your family. And as I said, he's certainly taller than myself, but very much of a proud man, very similar to yourself and your character, that always determined and will always push forward, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm being told here to say to you that we need to look forward to the beginning of next year, which is not that far away, in fact. Let's look towards like January, February time is the time I want to say to you about making a move, making a difference within your life, because the more the difference you make, the better you feel. It's not that I want to escape from something, but a clean start, a fresh break will be the world of good there to us. Do you understand of this?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to achieve, yes.
Yeah, perfect. Because in some way, it's like that, you know, it's not that there's not opportunities where you are, because there is. But it's like I want a brand new beginning. Let's have a new start, wipe the slate clean, and start all over again. Because I know that's what he makes me wait to say to you. And as I said, let's look forward to like January, February of next year, because that's when it's going to happen. Now, would I be right in saying that to you, Alison, that this year it seems to be as if it's been like one after another in your life. Is that right?
If you're talking about troubles, yes.
Okay, definitely. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. There seems to be one after another,
yeah.
And it always seems
yeah.
to be this minute that you, because you are quite good in the sense of you like to clear things up. You like to have a clear mind in what you're doing. You always like to be focused and look forward in your life. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and I know that I'm being told to say that you're there, that this is the only way forward there for you. And, you know, you have had thoughts of, like, moving into it, not just 3 hours away, but, like, miles away, because I believe in some way that, you know, anywhere is better than where we are now because of the physical feelings that we are experiencing right now. It's not the best of feelings, and it's things that you wish that you never ever had to go through before and ever again. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
okay.
Total
well,
sense. Yeah.
Well, please find out about this gentleman, because he's the one that gives me all of that information, okay? Now, see, I'm also being made aware to say that to you there about being aware of spirit. Now, are you aware of the life after death yourself?
Very much so, yes.
Okay.
Extremely so. I'm very gifted. Actually, I've very gifted in that particular area, yes.
Because I know, see, as I'm speaking to you, that I'm speaking to someone of a like mind, okay? I know that I'm speaking to someone that could equally be spiritual in your mind the same as I am, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, that I'm the best thing in sliced bread. Far from the word. There's far greater people there than myself. But, you know, I just do of my best, and that's all that we can do, isn't it? But I know that equally that you are doing of your best spiritually, materially and physically, and you know that the only way forward there for you is to bring this new beginning. You know, I'm being told to say that you follow the direction that the spirit will give you, because I've always said and always will say, you know, these gut feelings we get, these inner feelings.
Yes.
Okay, that's the way the spirit will inspire you. You follow your own inner intuition, because they're not going to take you far wrong. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, Alison, doesn't that just demonstrate you how close the spirit will are to you there, okay? And,
yes.
You know, why am I being, now, if you're in Arizona, you're probably now about 3 p.m. now, are you?
It's about 2, it's 2 p.m.
Ah, right, okay, I do apologize, just after 2 p.m. Okay, then why would I say that you've already changed your mind from one thing to another? Do you understand of this?
No, I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
Okay. Why am I being told about changing your mind from one thing to the other? Now, was you not going to do something else before you called into the show today, or was you not, like, in the middle of doing something, or you was going to do something different? But it's like, today, this has happened today. You was going to do something, then you totally changed it around.
No, I have work to do, and I have... So I can't. No, I know my day's going pretty much as I would have planned and as is appropriate given my workload today. So I'm doing what needs to be done, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Then why would I take you? Why do I want to look at your kitchen?
What's that about the kitchen?
I want to look at your kitchen for some reason.
Okay,
I want to see the change of our mind. So, you know, whether you was going to do something in your kitchen, whether it would be like prepare some dinner or something, or you was going to do something there, and then I'll leave that to later.
Huh. No idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really curious. I don't know. I don't know how to explain that at all. Wish I could. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes... You know, we just have to think of these things, and they'll just come to us like that, wouldn't they? Remember, I'm saying it to you there, Alison, okay? Because I'm sure that whatever the spirit world is trying to say there to us, that it will become apparent to you very, very soon there, okay? And it's almost to the point of where I want to say that you, when you're changing your mind, just spread them a little thought, because they are there with you every step of the way. Does that answer your question, Alison?
So it looks like January. It looks like January or February for this move in this career opportunity, and move to finally manifest. Am I hearing that correctly, then?
Yes, most definitely.
That's a little late. I'll try my best to wait until that time. It's, I'm really not happy being where I am right now. So.
Okay. Well, you know, if it comes sooner, then you know, well done to you. That's the kind of time slot I'm feeling, of where I want to bring more settlement into you. I want to bring more comfort into your vibration. Okay?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Then, and then you become more comfortable on the January, February time, then that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Alison, for calling in. And remember, you can always download that, the reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Margaret, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we have area code. Actually, let's go to somebody different. Let's go to a dear friend of mine who's been on hold for a little while. And it's a reason why I'm bringing him in a little bit early. Paul, are you there with us? Hi, Paul, are you there? Maybe not. Maybe Paul just doesn't want to come on there, Margaret. Let's all call out to Paul. Let's see if Paul answers.
Right.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I can hear you very, very, very faintly. I think you need to turn up your volume something or somewhere or something, or turn up your headset, one or the other, Paul.
Can you hear me now?
Not quite. Can you hear me now? Like coming better. Coming better.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that's better. Hello, Paul.
Hello. How's everybody? Sorry about that.
That's okay, Paul. You know, good job that we are patient here in Mike Spirit FM. Paul, before I say any more, let me hand you over to Margaret, and maybe we can have a little chat just after. So, Margaret, this is Paul. It's all over to you, Margaret.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Margaret.
I can hear you. Nice to talk to you.
And you.
Yes, you're a medium.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Okay. I just say you're one of us.
Okay.
I believe your mother's in the world of spirit. I'm just hearing this because I've got a lady coming in, and she's laughing, and she's sort of going, shh. She's got a finger over her lips as though there was a secret. And I feel that the secret's with this conversation. Does that make sense to you?
No, my mother's still here.
Well, sorry, it might be grandmother. I'm not very clear. I've got this lady. She's got permed hair. She's in spirit. Permed hair.
Right.
Very lightish brown.
Right.
Lovely beads. It's got like a matching jumper and cardigan and pearls.
Yeah, yeah, men.
You've got her, yes.
Yes,
and she's... Yeah, she's sort of smiling and laughing, and she's got her finger up, her forefinger, and she's going, oh, like, naughty, naughty, as though there was a secret here. Does that make sense?
No, I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue about secret.
Just a minute. You know about spiritual matters?
Yes, now I do, yes.
Yes, you do now. And this is where she's doing this secret. You keep a lot of what you get psychically and spiritually to yourself, but I also feel you work for spirit.
Yes.
Yes. And this is what she's laughing, you know, sort of saying, he knows. You know, have you heard the expression, thou knows, thou knows? This is what she's giving. So I know that you've got Yorkshire Lynx as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes?
No, I haven't got a clue about Yorkshire Lynx.
Pardon, you're fading.
I've got a friend who lives down here. She's from Yorkshire.
Oh, well, that'll do. Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
Your mother hasn't been feeling too well lately. I'm just hearing this.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, proper off colour she is. She needs a bit of medical attention, I'm told. Nothing serious or worry. It's just, again, things niggle on and we sort of put up with them. She needs, she just needs the once-over. I don't feel anything serious. Somebody's throwing a rug or something round her shoulders, like a stone, because I'm cold. Oh, I'm cold, and I feel your mother's cold a lot.
Okay.
As I say, just say yes or no, and I'll know where I am, because I'm just hearing, picking it up. And why am I getting a big tea chest with you?
Tea chest? What's a tea chest?
I'm getting the stage with you.
The stage?
Yeah, the stage.
Really?
And I'm getting, like, costume drama and this big chest, this box, yes. I'm just being shown pictures. I'm not hearing anything at the moment. Why am I getting a big chest? Do you know why I would get all these costumes and drama?
No, I haven't got a clue.
Pardon?
I haven't got a clue, sorry, no.
Oh, right. Who's Tony?
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 My ex's father. That's what I know, is Tony.
Well, why am I having a struggle with this? Why is there something... Just a minute, love. You have Catholic links in the past? Yes, you have.
I had an ex-girlfriend.
Pardon?
I had an ex-girlfriend, a Catholic, and my best mate's a Catholic.
Because I've got this, like this barrier. When there's Catholic links and someone who's Catholic goes into the world of spirit, sometimes I have a little bit of struggle getting through. because they don't always believe or want to. And I've got a lady here who was very, very religious. I don't know whether she was Catholic, but she doesn't agree with something that you're doing. This doesn't make sense to you, does it?
No.
No?
No.
Has anything made sense, I've told you?
My nan, my mum's ill. Spirit stuff is right there. The costume that, no. I know nothing about a tea chest and costumes.
You can understand that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, love, you keep fading away.
Yes.
Can you shout at me?
Yes, I can hear. What I said is bang on, the others I can't take.
Paul, can I just interrupt there a minute, mate?
Yeah.
Because the costumes and stuff like that, you have been working in a theatre lately, not, you know, working on theatre stages, but been working in a theatre, which would mean the costume, theatre.
That's right, yes, I've worked at a theatre.
Sorry, Margaret, but I had to get that in there.
Get in from
that's
the
right,
app,
yeah,
Mike.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. I've got like a stack of cards here and the dice. Somebody's a pack of cards, shuffling them like mad, and then they're holding them out, and I've been given the ace, which is for you. So there's some game going on around you. There's something you're not seeing clearly. It's all very muddled with you. May I just say to you, at home where you are, there's been a disturbance. Psychic disturbances. Pardon?
Oh, there's lots of here going on here. Sometimes, yes, here.
Psychic, yeah, where you are. I would almost say it's haunted. Yeah?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and that's what's sort of blocking me. Now, you've got these hauntings around this psychic phenomena. Right. And it isn't very nice. Sometimes they get a bit lost. Oh, this is a turn-up, Mike. There's nothing to worry about, but you know about these. But there needs to be a clearance where you work, where you are, and the building, because there's this lost spirit wandering round. Doesn't mean any harm, but shouldn't be there. And also, there's a health problem around you that you can't seem to shake off. Just
yep.
Say yes or no. Pardon?
Yes. Yes, about the health problem.
You get headaches, and you get, I would say, you get some unpleasant dreams. You're not sleeping as soundly as you should.
No. I
sleep
very soundly.
All right.
I sleep very soundly, but I don't dream. Do I wake up?
Right.
Paul, I need to come back in there a minute. Sorry, Margaret. Paul,
no, yes.
I feel exactly the same. I don't dream, okay? But we all dream. We all do. And it's whether you remember your dreams or not. Now, unfortunately, you sound like me. Don't remember any of my dreams.
It's only when I wake up. Then I go back into that sort of like that
semi-conscious sleep.
Yeah, then it's probably message from them, or I'm dreaming, but I remember them.
See, Paul, when you sleep, you go to an altered state of consciousness. I know Margaret would agree with me here with this, okay? And anybody that's listening would probably make sense of this. But when we go to sleep, we go to what we call an altered state of consciousness, exactly where you need to be, where I am right now, where Margaret is right now. When you connect to the spirit world, because your mind is not in this physical life. We are dealing with the realms of spirit, so to speak. So we're in an altered state of consciousness, exactly where you are when you are dreaming. Now, I know Margaret's already given you, so I can say it, about being of a medium, or being one of us is the words Margaret used, which is quite true, because I know, Paul, that you are working towards that, which is fantastic. So, see, when you were sleeping, your mind goes off on other directions, and maybe, and this is only a maybe you're not meant to remember your dreams, because maybe you are working for the spirit world in your sleep pattern, which is where mediums need to go to work. So if that's where you are working for the spirit world, then you wouldn't remember anything of your dream states. Margaret, do you agree with that?
Yes, uh-huh.
So, Paul, is that a little bit more sense being made of that?
Yeah, I know I go into a very, very deep sleep, because when I had my operation, they got worried because everything slowed down. Everything,
exactly.
Breathing, when it was really down low, and I thought, and when I woke up, I was really worried. They go, what's happened? I said, I'm fine. But they go, your stats are really, really low. I'm fine.
I want to just come in there and just say something, because I had a little operation maybe about, and Kelly's going to start laughing now, I'm not going to say what operation it was, but I had a little operation ago maybe about eight and a half years ago. I was hooked up to one of these sat machines, and I kind of made some sense of what my theory upon was when you're sleeping, that you go into the state of consciousness. Now, just as the operation was started, I was fine, I was with it, just relaxed as I talked. Then I connected to spirit, and I seen that machine go right down. I asked spirit to step away, and I seen my stats come back up like you're talking about. So I know when you're in that altered state of consciousness, your stats, so to speak, will lower down a little there.
That's right.
I do apologize for cutting into your reading. Now, you finish your reading off, and we'll come right back. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, yes. Thank you, Mike.
That's okay, Margaret. Do you want to finish off with Paul then, quickly now?
Oh, right, yes. Well, I'll go back to all the theatre, the stage, and the box. And I'm pleased you mentioned the operation. That's the feeling that something wasn't quite right, because it's all right now, but I've picked up on that. But also about the headaches. Do you know someone who gets headaches around you?
No.
I'm getting these minor headaches. It must be with you in the past then, Paul. Sorry to keep going on.
I used to have bad headaches when I was a kid.
That's it, yeah. Well, can I come to now where I've got a bright feeling with you, a better feeling? I feel you've got three very good friends around you who you can talk to.
Yes.
And it would go no further, you know,
yes.
Which is good. You've got love in your life, which is very nice, and you've got stability at the moment that you didn't have in the past. I have to go up the month of November for a passing into the world of spirit, and it was very quick, 1 minute here, next gone, and you're sort of looking over your shoulder and could hardly believe it had happened.
Yeah.
There's a birthday around you as well, and a bit of a do, somebody saying. Have a do.
Have a do, birthday do.
Yeah, and I can see the stage, but it's like school children on it, like some theatre or school stage, I don't know. But it's coming up, and I feel you're going to go to this, and these children are doing a Christmas special. Do you know about this?
Yeah, White Spirit, yeah, at theatre, yeah.
Yeah, would you know a little boy around you? Not sure of his age. He's not in spirit, he's here. A little boy around you thinks the world of you?
No.
Did you say no?
No.
I feel it's all to do with this Christmas special do. And I feel this little boy is part of it.
Oh, that's right. Interesting.
Yes, you know who it is.
No, I've got a clue.
Can I give you Harrogate memories?
Harrogate? Don't know Harrogate.
Well, it's memories. I feel a relative in the past lived up here, say in Yorkshire, but Harrogate is what I'm getting.
Oh, Harrogate, a place called Harrogate, yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, the only person I know from Yorkshire is a friend of mine. She's from up there, but she's been down here for 4 years, so I don't know if she knows what up there at all. I don't know.
She'll know Harrogate, and she'll know why you've been. If you give her Harrogate, she'll know why, and she'll explain. It's a relative in the past.
Okay.
Is that all right for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll let you know what goes on later. Thank you for your time.
Oh.
Okay, well, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Margaret. And, Margaret, you know what I said at the beginning of the show, that there is a birthday boy in the chat room? That's how Paul. Paul, happy birthday and many happy returns for the day.
Oh, happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Well, you have a wonderful day there, Paul, and remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Margaret, we need to go to the next music break, which is, I'm sure that you know this one, and I'm sure lots of people will know it. It's not a new one. It's more of a classical, a classical song. Well, it's not classical, but it's more, it's up there. Let's just and enjoy.
Some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I'd pay the price. Everything that I possess, I'd gladly sacrifice.
Well, you know, Margaret, that song kind of takes me back a little while. It really does.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so your book, Margaret. Let's talk about your book.
Right, my book. Well, it's a children's fantasy novel, but I do see into the Diva kingdom. And from time to time in the gardens and the woods where I live, I see these little fairy-like creatures and these little, I suppose, goblin-like creatures, clairvoyantly, of course. And I've been aware of them. And when Spirit said, pick up the pen, you go, I was going to write children's stories. It's sort of around that sort of theme, magical. But being a medium, we do see things, don't we, that's not of this world, don't we, Mike?
Of course we do, of course we do. And the name of the book is The Magical Kingdom, and the author is Margaret D. Clark. Woohoo, that's the second time we've got it right.
Pardon?
That's the second time we've got it right, isn't it? The Magic Kingdom.
The Magic Kingdom,
Margaret D. Clark. I'm proud of myself. Three times I've got it right.
Good.
So if you want to get a hold of Margaret, it's quite simple. Send an email to peacelily13@yahoo.co.uk. That's right, Margaret, isn't it?
That's right. Thank you. Yes.
And if you want to see Margaret, and you are in the UK, simply go to Redcar. There's a lovely spiritualist church there, which, Margaret, you run on a Thursday. 7:30, your doors start, isn't it?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock it starts. Well, you would have been half hour late if you listened to me. I'm glad you're there, Margaret. 7 o'clock start, £2 at the door, and there's free tea, coffee, there's chats, there's healing, there's all so much, lots going on there in that beautiful spiritual place that you've built for the past 3.5 years. And I'm sure that it's a fantastic place. So there is a Facebook page for that, which will be in the chat room quite soon. Excuse me. My voice is going there. And there is a Facebook page there for yourself there, Margaret, which we can put that link in the chat room also, so people can just click on that link in the chat room. If you want to know how to get into the chat room, it's simple. You need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and there you'll see the show page, you'll see it live, and you'll be able to come into the chat room, click the link, and it'll take you straight to Margaret's Facebook pages, of Margaret's personal Facebook and Margaret's the Spiritualist Church there in Redcar. Margaret, you know, you won't believe how quick this show goes, do you? You know, we've literally have only got 22 minutes left of the show, and you know, it goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does. It's been quite an experience for me, first time, and thank you for inviting me on the show. I've enjoyed it, yes. I'm enjoying it, yes.
Okay, so let's move quite swiftly now, because we've got, as I said, 20 minutes left of the show. We've got lots of callers on. Let's go to area code 213 and say hi, 213. Can we take your name there, please?
Hello, this is Marie in California, and thank you.
That's okay. Marie, you said, is it?
Marie. Like Marie. Mary. Marie.
There we are. Marie. Okay, Marie, can I, you're California, you said, didn't you?
That's right.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for there, Marie?
I'm calling. I'd like to know my finances, and I'm trusting that employment will manifest soon. Does my ancestors, my family that has crossed over, do they interfere? Is something that I need to do so that they can help me?
Okay. Well, first thing, Marie, let me make a connection to the spirit world, to those that you know in the spirit world, to your family, and we'll see where we go with that. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. Marie, I do believe I've got a lady that joins us here from the spirit world, and this lady, I want to say to you, I know that towards the end of her life, she lost quite a lot of weight before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know I'm seeing her starting to slim down. And I know that she lost quite a lot of weight there as she made her steps home to the spirit world. I do believe, I want to say that you, that she was the kind of lady that really kept herself to herself. See, I know that I'm feeling my stomach is churning at the moment as I'm speaking to her, which I always associate that with like a cancerous kind of a condition. And I'm not saying it was in her stomach, but that's how I feel it, you see, okay? So I know that this lady passed with a cancerous kind of a condition when she left this life. Now, she does tell me there that, you know, it was late before it was picked up. It was late before it was diagnosed. It was late before it was recognized. So do you understand of a lady for me there in the spirit world that would have been like that there for us before she passed?
I think I may have an idea, yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you that this lady, she kept things... I didn't want to let people know all my business. I wanted to keep it quite nicely wrapped up because she makes me aware that there was lots of people in her family that would have taken care of things. And I believe that she would have liked the whole family to come together and take care of things in a nice diplomatic way of when she was here with us. Does that make sense that you were the lady that you're thinking of?
Yes.
Now, see, I do believe as this lady connects with us, that she makes me aware to say to you, okay, that there's things around your vibration that makes me aware of changing things. Do you understand of that there's been things that's changed in your life of late?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I be right in saying that to you that where these changes have come around, that you feel quite annoyed, you feel quite upset is the word I'm looking for. Does that make sense to you, Marie?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've kind of talked to the people in the spirit world or whatever you pursue your God to be and have said, come forward, step forward and help me. Let me see the way forward. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because she certainly tells me here that she's been listening to every word that you have to say. Now, I know that your question was to do about financial there and jobs and stuff. And she says to me, you know, things will change in your life there. Things will get better. But first things first, you need to be more positive about yourself. You know, you kind of didn't give yourself enough credit yourself at the moment for the things that you're doing in your life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And you always kind of put yourself down rather than pick yourself up. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She says to me, stop thinking that you're not good enough. Would you understand why she would tell me that?
Yes.
See, because
I'm working
on
that aspect of my life now.
Perfect, okay? Then let's be more positive. Let's be more in a way of, instead of putting ourselves down, let's try and pick ourselves up, because she says to me there's lots of positive things in your life. She says, let's talk about all the things that you've done in your life. Let's talk about the things that you've achieved in your life, because if we look back over your life, oh, God, you've achieved lots, haven't you? Does that make sense, did you?
Yes.
And where everybody said to you a long time ago, no, you can't. You've proved everyone wrong. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Okay. And yes, you can start to do that again. You just need the confidence. Because I know in some way that the confidence has been taken away from you. It's almost as if you feel as if you've been stripped back bare. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, well then, you know, there's our starting point, isn't it? There's our starting blocks to start rebuilding our confidence, because I know once that confidence comes out of you, it oozes out of you, and once it does start to ooze out of you, then it will become more apparent that it's the way forward to go, because I know that opportunities, you know, you're very knowledgeable there, Mary, you're very sensible in what you would normally run or control your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And she says there to me that, you know, that's not shining through right now. What is shining through right now is this feeling of being stripped back bare, and where do I go from here on in? And she says to me, where you need to go from here on in is the only way is up. Okay, and there's a saying I've always said, once we hit rock bottom, there's only one way to go from there, and that is up. Okay, and that's where I want to put you on that escalator to go upwards right now to start rebuilding what is quite rightfully yours. Okay, in the sense it's your birthright to be where you need to be. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Well, bless your heart, okay? Know that this lady in the spirit world will start to rebuild those bridges there with you, okay? And, you know, she says to me, you don't need nobody else. Do you understand why she would say that to me? You don't need nobody else. You don't need nobody to push you. You just need yourself to say, yes, I can. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Mary, does that help you a little bit there?
It does.
Okay, because I know that she's pulling away, okay, because I know that I'm conscious of the time, and so is this lady conscious of the time there. And, you know, as she leaves me, she talks to me about, then let's look back to the September the, why does she say the 18th there? Would you understand why the 18th of September is important there to you, Mary?
Not that I can think of offhand. There was nothing okay. that I... Yeah.
It would either be a birthday, a passing, or anniversary. I know I'm in September. I know that the 18th is important.
I don't know, because most of the passings that are close to me is in October. My dad is October 6th, and his birthday is October 9th, but I don't know about September. I just know that my rent problem started in September, so that could be it.
Okay, most definitely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, remember what she's saying there. The only way to go forward now is up. Okay.
Okay.
Mary, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless
you
both.
Bye. Okay, let's move quickly on to the next call. And we have 315. 315, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. The pleasure is all ours. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, this is Annette.
Annette.
Yes.
Okay, Annette, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
New York, perfect. Annette, I'm going to hand you straight over there to Margaret. Margaret, this is Annette. It's all over to you.
Thank you. Hello, Annette.
Hello, Margaret. Thank you.
I've got a hesitancy here, a feeling about I don't know what I'm doing. You've got to make your mind up about something, a decision to make, I feel. And I'm hesitating.
Yes.
And then, pardon? Yes?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm not sure which way to go. Right. I've got a lady coming in from the spirit world who is so like you. You should have a photograph of her. Similar features and everything. She's not giving me a name. She's not saying much. But she's putting her hands on either side of your face. And I feel she would do this when she was here. Because this lady's in spirit now. And it's
mm-hmm.
just a loving gesture that everything's going to be all right. And what she's saying to me is, you worry far too much. What happens if you don't do anything about it, she's saying. Do you know why she's saying that?
Yes.
Yes. And that, I feel, is the answer. She's just said, let it go. And she's got... like birds in her hand, and she's letting them go symbolically. So somebody would have had birds, or I don't know what kind of birds.
She did. She had a parakeet. She had a parakeet, yeah. And I've had parakeets. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's why she's letting it go, and she's saying freedom. And you've had a raw deal. I don't feel you've been... fairly treated, is what she's saying. You just say,
right.
Yes, I know, Lou. Yeah, and apart from that, I'm under the weather anyway. In fact, I'm fed up, is what she's saying. Okay. Is that all right? Do you understand?
Yes.
What she's
mm-hmm.
saying is, and she's joined by a gentleman in the world of spirit, who's saying, I'm sorry, I went over rather quickly, but I couldn't help it. It was unexpected.
My father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I just took a deep breath and I just felt, oh, I was gone. He's saying he's sorry it happened so quickly, and if he was here with you now, he could do so much more. But you've got it on your own shoulders to deal with, he's saying, and you're my girl and you'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to turn out. I'm just repeating what he's saying to me. He said, everything's going to turn out all right. And do you remember what happened in the month of April?
In the month of April? Oh,
that's what
wow.
he's saying. The month of April, gone.
Well, my grandmother's birthday was in April, but it was my mother's grandmother, my mother's mother. Well,
That's fine, as long as you know what it is, yes. And there's an awful lot of love around you. I don't feel you felt it for the moment because of the problems around you. You sort of shut yourself off a little bit. Do you understand
yes.
that?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Someone said you're a beautiful soul, you're a giver, but you give too much. And sometimes you're so tired on the night, you think, oh, I wish I hadn't bothered.
Yeah.
Can you understand that? Yeah, I can understand that as well. do you know a lady called Lily calling in?
Lily is my father's last wife, yes.
Yes, Lily. And she seems to be waving a handkerchief as though she was going away, or you were going away. She's just waving and she's smiling, and it's just a lovely feeling. And again, everything's going to be all right. And she's saying, the month of November, tell her November, and everything will be sorted out.
Okay.
There's a money situation here to be sorted out, isn't there? Your finances,
yes.
Something to do with money.
Yes.
And I've been,
yes.
It's going to work out right, and you'll come out on top, she's saying. Although it
Lily
doesn't look like that now. Pardon?
Lily said this?
She's saying, the money situation, you're going to come out on top. You're going to be all right. Although it doesn't look like that now.
Okay.
Right? Yes. And she says, you want to go and get your hair done. And cheer yourself up. Sorry. She's lovely, but it's just the way she's coming in, yes?
Yes. It's kind of funny that she's coming in, because when she passed, we were on bad terms.
It's lovely around you. There's a lady called Betty. Betty as well calling in on a friendship link. I think you'll have to go back a bit. And I'm holding my head here, so I know Betty had a head problem when she passed over.
I had an Aunt Betty.
Pardon?
My Aunt Betty?
Yes. Again, it's all close and loving round you. And there's a little dog here coming in. It's jumping up at me. A little dog.
A little black poodle?
Well, it's a poodle. I don't know what colour it is. Yes, jumping up, yes. Spoilt rotten he was.
Oh, probably Tony.
Yeah, spoiled.
Tony was the tour.
There's a lot of love around you now at this moment in the spirit world for what you're going through and for the decisions you've got to make and do. And you feel as though you're not getting anywhere in this situation. Yeah?
Right. Do they see me moving?
Yes, you're going to be all right. Everything's going to work out in your favour. That they're coming across with that so strong. And I don't know why I've got a big red ribbon on a box of chocolates here. And I don't think it's me.
Okay.
You're going to understand the chocolates.
Thank you. Do you have any messages from Lorna?
Mona?
Yes.
I'm just asking, not at the moment. I don't feel I have, yes, just a minute. I've got somebody coming in, and she's forgetful. She got very forgetful. I don't think this is the lady you mentioned, but I'm not sure. But this lady is... Oh, Betty. Holding her head and being confused. It's Betty again. Confused. And she's not here.
Huh.
There's been a tragic incident in your life, love. Yes? There was a tragic... Sorry?
A tragic car accident?
Yes.
My stepsister passed away from a car accident. Her name was Angelina.
Right. Your thoughts have been going down memory lane. You've been thinking back over a lot. And it's the past. And she's saying you need to let it go and look forward. Although I feel I'm taking a deep breath when I look forward because there's so much I've got to do to sort out.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see papers and documents with you. And I think I don't know what to do with all this lot. This is you. It's around you. You understand that?
Yes, I've got some legal problems going on with the sale of my house and the sale of my land. And I don't know if I'm going to stay here or if something's going to change with that. So I can't make up my mind if I might be staying here or moving.
Well, I'm getting a feeling that perhaps now is not quite the right time. You have free choice. It's your choice. And it's Betty who's coming in. I feel your father as well is coming in. And you're saying, give it time, because you've just got over something unpleasant. somebody being ill around you, or a minor illness or something, run down?
Somebody that's run down around me?
Yes.
Do you get a Fred?
Get what? Sorry?
Fred?
I don't get anything. I feel I'm being a little bit hasty. You will move, but give it time, because I want all these documents, this paperwork. I feel I've got so much to do with you. You've got so much going on. I don't know which way up I am, if you understand that,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do so many things at once. Uh-huh. And I'm hearing, wait until after Christmas, and then you will know what to do. That's
okay.
The advice from the spirit world, but yes.
Perfect, Margaret. I don't mean to cut in there, but Margaret, I know that we're conscious of the time.
Yes.
Annette, I'm sure that you had some wonderful evidence there within that message there. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And we say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Mike.
No problem.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Well, Mark, we've come to the end of the show. It's gone so quick, as always. Margaret, I've got a few things here I want to talk about, first of all. Do you remember the jumping pole that he said he couldn't understand the Hetty? Was it a Hetty?
Yes.
He's already come back and said, you were absolutely right, he does understand it. Sometimes it just takes a few seconds, doesn't it, for it to sink in. So thank you, Paul, for coming back and letting us know that. That is wonderful of you. I want to just quickly mention as well that I'll be doing a demonstration of my mediumship alongside with Kerry, my partner Kerry, and Mick Green. This will be in West Midlands at the Blackheath Coronation Club on the 28th of this month. It will start at 7:30. I will urge people to come as early as they can, because there is no tickets as in such, Margaret. You know what it's like. You put these events on. Tickets just go all haywire. They go everywhere.
Yeah.
We're not putting tickets on this time. It's just a pay on the door, £7.50 for three of us, three mediums, one night, one venue. That's three for the price of one, Margaret, isn't it?
It's very good. Whereabouts in the West Midlands?
That's the Blackheath Coronation Club in the West Midlands. As I said, it's 7:30 start, but I will urge people to come as early as they can, because, as I say, seats will be limited. But come as early as you can.
Yes, oh, very good. Thank you. I might make it down there to see you.
Well, that would be very nice, Margaret, if you could, and it would be nice to meet up with you there. But Margaret, just quickly, because we have only got a few moments really left of the show, your book, it's come out this week. It's called The Magical Kingdom.
No, The Magic Kingdom.
Sorry. The Magic Kingdom by Margaret D. Clark.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Okay, and if you want to drop an email to Margaret, it's simply go to peacelily13@yahoo.co.uk. It's been a fantastic show, Margaret. I want to thank you very much. You know how to get hold of me. It's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. Come and search me there, or search for me on mikespirit.fm. It's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thank you, Mike. Good night.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.